Lucas, for your February concert called Schumann and Shostakovich, clearly you have them on the musical menu, but Schumann is really sandwiched in between two Russians, Mikhail Glinka and Shostakovich. And I've known you long enough now to know that there's always a method to your musical madness. What is it this time?
You know, we always remember our training and the things, our experiences before we become adults. Now, I was certainly an adult when I was a staff conductor with the Pittsburgh Symphony, but I likened that to my last vestiges of real training, because once I became music director for another orchestra, it's like, okay, the training wheels are off and now I'm on my own. But while I was in Pittsburgh, I had the opportunity to be the cover conductor for performances of the Shostakovich Nine with Mstislav Rostropovich conducting. So he was doing Shostakovich Symphony No. 9. Now, Slava, as he was better known, knew Shostakovich, and Shostakovich had written his cello concerto for him. And hearing Slava do the rehearsals of this piece and watching him conduct the performances, you could feel the history of someone who was there when this piece was written, and the line to a composer who was perpetually torn between truly expressing himself and wanting to not be thrown in jail by the authorities.
Absolutely.
Who didn't understand what it was that you were writing and could on a whim just say, well, this is not good in the spirit of Soviet philosophy, so this is bad. It's very hard for the creative spirit to live in that kind of environment. And Slava, in his interpretation, he was able to reveal certain things to the orchestra members as they were rehearsing it, that were one, not 6 degrees of separation, but just right there. He knew like why the bassoon solo has a certain poignance and why it goes up and not down and all those kinds of things. So I mention that because on the surface, yes, the music can it speaks volumes, just because it's great music. But there's a story, there's a poignancy, there's a whole other subtext involved. And when I hear the Schumann cello concerto, I feel that there's a similar kind of darkness of not being understood, not being appreciated sort of a thing that goes on. I find the Schumann cello concerto to be a work that is it's not performed as often as certainly like the piano concerto.
No, I was going to ask you about that.
And now that might just be by the nature of the fact that cello concerti don't get as much play as piano concerti. So, okay. But the cello, for me, speaks in a way, maybe one of the more personal instruments. It vibrates all the registers of our body. And the poignancy of that cello expression, I think, is especially heard through this Schumann concerto.
And you know that it's an instrument that you really embrace. I mean, to play it, you physically embrace it.
Exactly, exactly. It's a full body experience. So while I'm often cognizant of perhaps key relationships, pitch centers within pieces in a program, in this case, the A minor of the Schumann and the E flat of the Shostakovich, there's not a relationship there, but it's more the overall, the underlying themes of maybe a certain kind of isolation, like you're being lonely in a crowd.